sweeping over sun-kissed waters toward a jutting rock against a turbulent sunset, logotype Marvista Entertainment ripples up from the deep. A blazing sunset and its warm ripple reflection frame the rock's imprint. A white rhombus folds into an origami plane, it flies and rests next to a white word in capitals, Cartel. White text against a black screen, Marvista Entertainment and Cartel Pictures present. A Cartel Pictures production, an aerial view of the city and its highways under the night sky. Title appears, Wrong Swipe. Headlights light on the mostly empty highway ahead against early dawn skies, text at the bottom, Anna Hutchison, Carissa Staples, and Reese Ward. Philip Carner, Jill Whelan, Stacey Mosley. Ted King, casting by Paul Ruddy, CSA. Suburban houses with cars parked in the driveway pass by. Production designer, Spencer Brennan. Costume designer, Heather Karasek. Director of photography, Ben Demery. Editor, Raquel Borden. Score produced by Corey Jackson. Line producer, Cammy Norton. A silver SUV pulls up to a mailbox by a full driveway. Executive producers, Carla Woods, Fernando Su, and Stephanie Slack. A man steps out of the car, produced by Stan Spry and Eric Woods. Written by Sophie Tilson and Shanra Wakefield. Directed by Matthew Lutweiler. Three women and a young man sit at a kitchen table.
That's right, I'm not gonna sit around for
Hey, Mr. Taylor.
Hey. Don't you have your own home to go to, boy?
Dad!
Oh, way better here. Yeah, well, I hope you have some for me.
I tried, but you know, Fat Anna over here. Hey!
Whoa, wait a minute, what are you, five?
No.
Come on, honey, your dinner's in the microwave.
Okay. You guys are a party, huh? Anna, did they put you up to this again?
Dad, by microwave.
What? No, I swear I only gave them each one glass of wine.
Yeah, so you can drink the rest.
Hey, we're celebrating your promotion, Daddy.
Without me.
Yeah.
I didn't finish mine. Here, you can have the rest.
Yeah, I hope not, because you still need to go move your car out of the driveway so Mom can get to work tomorrow, all right?
No, Sasha parked it there.
Oh man, I am so beat.
Yeah,
so I'm just
right.
Gonna...
Sasha leaves table.
You jerk!
Blonde Anna gawks, then throws up hands.
Fine, I'll live it.
Young man extends arm.
I'll do it.
Wine spills.
Listen, I got it. Listen, you guys just help your mother clean up before she actually breaks something, okay?
Oh.
Put yourself to use. Be productive. I'll be right back.
Bye, Daddy.
Bye.
Dad heads to the car outside. In the dark, a hooded figure tries to jimmy the car.
Hey!
Thief points a gun at Dad, who balks.
Hey, you don't have to do that. No.
Dad falls, family exchanges glances indoors.
What was that?
Anna stands by the dishes in the sink. She runs outside. Anna freezes by her dad's body.
Dad?
She kneels over his face.
Dad! No!
Screen to black. Text against the shadows on the driveway door in the dark, 5 years later. Inside by a digital clock on the bedside table, a framed photo of Anna and Sasha smiling. Clock shows the time, 1:41. By the bedside table, Anna sleeps under a blanket. She wakes up with a start. Anna puckers forehead and ponders, her eyes widen. She gets going. She steps into a dimlit hallway and grabs a tennis racket. She reaches the living room and spots Sasha on the ground. A man helps Sasha off her back.
What the hell? I swear, that ottoman came out of nowhere. Sasha.
Ooh, fancy a midnight match?
We were just at this epic white knights party at Hosey's.
Sorry, we didn't mean to wake you up. We tried not to, but clearly Sasha had too many white Russians that just washed her senses away.
Whatever, you love my white Russian friend.
Be more careful next time.
Okay. Oh, Maddie, I really want to grill cheese.
Okay. Sorry, Anna.
Oh, don't worry about her. She's just a cranky old lady.
Matt hugs Sasha and they move along. In the morning, Anna prepares a toast. Sasha appears and snatches the toast.
Oh, no, come on.
Thank you.
No.
Hands it back to Anna.
Sorry, guy, about last night, Anna.
It's fine.
You should have come with us.
Yeah, why didn't
you? Dark-haired Matt.
Yeah, and you should have come with me to see Mom. But thanks for making me go alone again.
Sasha faces Fridge.
You know I can't stand to see her like that, Anna.
Matt sits at the kitchen table.
Okay, like what?
Sasha stares at Matt.
I'm not trying to intrude, it's just she never talks about it.
Yeah, it's just ever since Dad died, Mom doesn't want to leave the house. So I have to go get her groceries, get her medication. She's been diagnosed as an agoraphobe.
Which is just some lame psychobabble for being a reclusive mess. She just lives off Daddy's life insurance waiting to join him. I can't take it, Anna.
You think I like taking care of her? Or you, for that matter.
Hey, I don't need to be taken care of.
Drop cereal.
Well, Anna,
pick it up.
Now on, I'll be here to help you because she obviously needs these assistance.
Oh, whatever, Maddie. I take care of you, too. Remember back in high school? Back then, you were just boring. Now look at you. Fun.
I wasn't boring. I was a wallflower.
Google translated boring.
Don't listen to her, Maddie. I think you're just fine. She's just jealous she had to cheat her way through senior year.
Ooh. I mean, she does make a mean bowl of cereal, though, so.
I know, right? That should have been in my online dating profile.
You had me at Lucky Chuck.
Sasha and Matt kiss.
Why you had me at Lucky Chuck?
Do I need to be excused?
Oh, come on, don't be jealous.
No, I'm fine.
Matt digs into his cereal bowl.
You just need some hugs and kisses back in your life, too, Anna.
Thank you, I'm fine.
Oh, come on, you haven't dated anyone since Nate. You really need to hashtag fix your life already.
I'm good.
Just maybe Sasha has a point, though. I mean, college is supposed to be the best years of your life. You can't spend it all studying. Just saying.
Time to set up a swipe profile.
Swipe? No, no way. All the guys on that are just looking to hook up. I think I'll swipe no to getting an STD. Thank you.
Hey, no STDs here. I mean, if she doesn't want to do it, don't make her do it.
Yeah, but if it wasn't for swipe, you and I would have never reconnected.
Well, in that case, if you want a super sweet, super handsome computer science geek, then you should download swipe.
Anna scrunches face.
Look, I am really happy for you guys. I am. I'm so glad you reconnected and everything. But maybe if you had to spend less time swiping and more time studying, you wouldn't be on the 6-year plan right now.
Ouch.
Anna cocks head and turns away. Sasha frowns, then grabs a phone off the table. Sasha searches for an app on the phone and installs it. Anna notices Sasha and puckers her brows.
What are you doing?
Helping you out.
Swipe app settings.
That's my phone. Put it down.
Profile pic. Oh, that hot photo of you at Six Flags.
Sasha.
Yeah, just got a crop Nate out of there.
Sasha.
Username, Anna Banana.
Stop it.
Username, Anna
Sasha,
Banana.
Sasha, I'm not kidding.
Interests, criminal law.
Give me my phone.
Travel.
Give me my phone.
And
help her.
Get her. Famous dog. No.
Anna chases Sasha.
Desired age range.
No.
20 to 30.
Sush!
Oh, okay, fine. 21 to 31.
No, Sush!
And we're set.
No.
Here we go. Ken, 25, NSA fun. NSA?
No strings attached.
Sasha swipes.
Ew, swipe down. Bye, Ken.
You see, this is what I am talking about. Now, would you please just give me my damn phone?
Todd, 23. Wine and cheese, if you please.
Aw, he sounds honest.
Swipe up.
What? No, 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 I cannot believe you just did this.
Oh, come on, you big baby, it's fun.
All right, I hate to interrupt this, ladies, but I think I'm gonna bow out before this turns into a war.
Bye, babe.
See ya. Bye, Anna.
Bye.
Matt grabs bag, Anna checks phone.
What are you doing?
Goodbye, swipe.
Wait, don't delete it.
Sash, this is just not my thing.
Because studying is your thing, I get it. But that's not an excuse to completely neglect your personal life. Law school is not going to get any better. And when you start practicing, it's probably going to get worse. You will always have too much work to do, so stop using it as an excuse.
You're right. Okay. Okay, a few dates. Of my choosing. Happy?
Mm-hmm.
Good. Now I have to get out of here before I'm late for class.
Text. You have a new crush on swipe.
I know that sound. You have a new crush on Swipe. See, it's fun. Don't you want to click on crush to find out who?
About as much as you want to get ready for your art history class.
Fine, fine. Happy swiping, sis.
Sasha ambles away, Anna checks phone and crosses legs. She sits on the ground and presses heel of palm to mouth. Morning, young people sit on the steps outside a building with a banner that reads, Geek Week. Anna enters the building and heads up the stairs. She checks phone that reads, You're 100 feet from a swipe crush. She tenses brows, then shrugs and pockets phone. Anna continues walking. Phone reads, You are 50 feet from a swipe crush. Anna, in a hallway, leans against a concrete pillar and scans ahead. She shrugs and checks phone. A hand taps her shoulder.
Anna, right? I'm Todd. We're a match.
A man in glasses with stubble.
On swipe. We're a match on swipe.
Oh, Todd. Todd, sorry, just searching for your profile.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm,
No, yeah.
I didn't know that Swipe just threw you into the lion's den like
yep,
this.
Yep, they do.
Anna regards Todd. He sports an unbuttoned dark shirt with a gray t-shirt.
Todd, wine and cheese connoisseur.
Yes, Anna, right? 23, fan of Italian food and the Inca Trail?
Inca Trail?
Anna squints at him. She focuses on her phone in hand.
Sasha.
Sasha?
Todd with a satchel. He stares at her.
Never mind. Sorry. I'm new to all of this.
Really? When your first match? I'm very flattered by that. Anyway, you'll totally get used to it. It's super easy. You're on your way to Murphy's criminal law class, right?
How did you know?
I'm in that class too.
You are?
Yeah, do you want to walk together?
Anna shifts.
Sure. Yeah.
Cool. Great. No, it's so crazy. I was swiping this morning and I was like, oh my god, that's the like really beautiful girl from my criminal law class.
So next class, I'll be getting you guys started on the newest module in which we'll address the issue of mens rea, the mental state of a suspected criminal. Please read the comments section on your essays where improvement is needed. Feel free to see me if you have any questions. Have a good one.
Anna, sitting in front, looks over to Todd at the back, who smirks. Anna grimaces. The class rises. Anna packs her laptop.
Hey, Anna. So let's go on that date this week.
Yeah, like, I'll have to see if I have time, but...
Great, I'll swipe message you.
Anna watches Todd leave. An older man in glasses appears behind her.
Professor.
Your code of ethics essay was impressive. Very insightful. Really nice work, Anna.
Thank you. I'll see you Tuesday.
The professor watches her leave, then smiles. Later in the library, Anna sets her purple backpack down on a table. Anna's hair falls to the middle of her back. She sports a gray vest, top, and jeans. Anna pulls out her silver laptop and types into Google, GPS tracking software swipe. Anna inspects the search results. A notification pops up on screen beside her face. You have a new crush on swipe. Anna checks a man's profile picture on swipe on her phone. She puckers her brows and squints, then ponders. Anna glances over the phone, then around. She sets the phone down and focuses on the laptop. She checks phone, you're 100 feet from a swipe crush. Anna tenses brows. She glances over her shoulder at a young man reclining in a swivel chair. She notices another man at a table a few steps away checking his phone. He smiles at her. Anna drops her gaze and shifts. She starts gathering her things while checking the people around her. You are 50 feet from a swipe crush. Anna grows restless, then grabs her bag and strides out of the library. Later, Anna holds up her phone to Sasha's puckered face.
Guess it could be Nate. It's kind of strange he doesn't have a name on his profile, though. Why do you care if he has swipe anyway? You're the one who dumped him.
No, I don't care. It's just, I find it weird that he doesn't have a real profile.
Maybe he's embarrassed to have swipe. You know, just checking things out, trying to keep it anonymous.
Well, if it is Nate, it's pretty creepy. You know, they really should have a better grip on what your profile requires. This woman in Phoenix got assaulted after some guy on Swipe just showed up at her doorstep.
Hmm. Some crush. She must be bad at picking men, that's for sure.
And Wine and Cheese guy? He just ran up to me at school. He's in one of my classes. He is a little weird.
Okay, so you had a bad pick. Sometimes you gotta kiss some frogs before...
Please! You swiped him, not me, remember?
Girls gawk.
Fine. Fine. Let's swipe someone you do like, okay?
She moves close to Anna.
Come on. Break it out.
Sasha sits with a wine glass and Anna lingers, then begins to swipe on her phone.
Nope. Nope.
A dark-haired young man.
Hello, Pete.
Anna smiles at Pete's profile.
Good guy looking for a nice girl. No games, no expectations.
She gazes at Sasha.
Swipe.
Mm-hmm.
Text from Pete, a smile emoji.
And a smiley face.
Oh, he gives me a smiley face. Message him, ask him out.
No, I don't think so.
Prude.
Sasha sits in a short blue floral dress.
Is that Jake Hart from high school?
Yeah, looks like him. If someone twice his size ate him for lunch. Swipe up, let's see.
Text from Jake pops up.
He's already messaged you? What does it say?
Yo, gorgeous. Any plans tonight?
The girls frown.
What? He wants to go out now?
That's not gonna happen.
Oh, swipe doesn't work if you don't actually meet the guy.
Yeah, but I have to study tonight.
No, I need to study. Am I?
Well, I guess...
What are you gonna wear? Let's go pick out an outfit.
You need to study.
Sasha leads Anna away by hand. Later, a young man drinks at a bar wearing a red cap. Anna enters. She spots him and approaches.
Hey, Jake?
Jake rises.
Hey, if it isn't straight A's, Anna Taylor. Wow.
Rips her arms.
Wow. You look gorgeous.
Hugs her.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, you want to sit down? You want a beer?
Yeah. A white wine, thank you.
Can I see your ID, please?
Yeah.
Blonde bartender.
Yeah, I bet you didn't recognize me, right? Yeah, I put on 34 pounds of pure muscle since high school.
Oh.
You want to feel? Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
Oof. Yeah. It's hard, right?
I mean, you look great.
Thanks. So what have you been doing?
I'm just finishing up Norton. I'm about to start law school.
You know I almost went there?
Did you? No, I didn't know that. I really like it.
Yeah, it's nice. I have to confess something. I've had a massive crush on you since high school.
That's... I didn't know that.
Yeah, I mean, you were like the unobtainable good girl.
Anna tenses up.
And I always thought you were better than me. Until you swipe me.
Oh, I never thought I was better than anyone, but I was dating Nate Copeland.
Oh, yeah, the actor.
Wow.
Yeah, theater guy.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm glad you guys broke up.
Jake smiles, Anna knits brows. Anna pulls out her phone.
I have to take this. Excuse me.
She moves away. Jake eyes the freshly served glass of white wine. He looks over his shoulder, then pours some liquid into the glass. Anna on phone stands in the distance, her back to the bar. Jake sips his drink. Anna glances back, then approaches him.
There she is. Missed you, gorgeous.
Well, I'm sorry, but you're gonna miss me more. I have to go.
What are you talking about? You just got here. You haven't even taken a sip of your wine yet.
Anna picks up wine glass.
Mm-hmm.
She sips.
Wow, that is awful. That was my mom on the phone. I have to get back, talk to her about some email.
An email?
Or something. But this was great. Maybe we can do it again sometime. Take care.
Anna leaves. Jake takes a sip from his drink and scowls. He spots Anna's ID on the bar counter. Later, Anna enters her house. Matt and Sasha sit on the couch.
How'd it go with Jake?
Anna lingers, then shakes head.
Don't ask.
Anna heads inside. Matt faces Sasha.
Was she on a date?
Mm-hmm. I guess it didn't go so well.
The digital clock shows 3:36. Anna lies asleep in bed. The phone beside the clock comes alive. Anna stirs. She reaches over and checks phone. Text from Nate's profile with stalker username watching you text reads, "You don't know it yet, but we are meant to be together." Anna puckers forehead, then sets the phone down. She closes eyes, then opens eyes and ponders with brows taut. In the morning, Sasha sits on the patio outside. Anna emerges out from the house and notices Sasha in the corner. She sits beside Sasha.
Hey.
She's awake. So, tell me what happened with Jake.
He is the same big, dumb beefcake he was in school, only bigger. And is it possible he could be dumber?
Anna rubs temples.
Are you all right?
Yeah, just lightheaded. It hit me last night. I felt all groggy, and then I just passed out hard.
How much did you have to drink?
Only half a glass. Probably just cheap wine.
Or maybe Jake roofied you.
I wasn't serious. No, it's just I did get up to take a call from Mom. God, I'm glad I didn't finish the whole glass.
Anna Banana, you are paranoid, okay? I'm sure it was just the cheap booze. Here, eat something. You'll feel better.
Anna grabs a snack from a small bowl. The girls exchange glances, then rise and head inside. Anna opens the front door, Jake in a tight purple t-shirt and blue jeans.
Hey, gorgeous.
Ugh, Jake. How do you know where I live?
Oh, you forgot this at the bar last night.
Hands over ID.
Hey, Sasha.
Hey.
How are you?
Not too bad. We were just wondering whether or not you tried to roofie Anna last night, that's all.
Jake box.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Sasha straightens.
Wait, did you try and roofie her?
What? No. No way. No. I mean, you think that I would do that?
You just hesitated like you weren't sure.
Okay, you guys are freaking crazy if that's what you're trying to accuse me of.
Jake, no one's accusing you of anything.
Ugh, now they did. Bye, Jake.
Anna hurries insides and faces Sasha.
Sasha, what if it was just the booze?
Then he's gonna have to think harder next time he invites a classy lady to some dumpy dive bar again. Come on, it's nice out. Let's go for a run.
Later, the girls jog on a track by a pond.
So did you ever get a message from the Maybe Nate?
Yeah, it was another stalkerish one.
What do you mean?
It said we were meant to be together.
Creeper.
Girls in distance.
I did get a nice one for Pete, though.
Well, what did it say?
Here.
Cat image, can I has a date with you?
Aw, that's cute.
Yeah, he wants to go out tomorrow night.
Girls in the distance.
I'm not sure if I'm ready for this.
What? Of course you are. Okay, so you had one bad experience. Move on.
You know how many bad dates I had to go on before I reconnected with Matt?
Tyson, the freak who took me to the store to buy condoms on my first date.
Still kind of funny.
Yeah. Laugh it up.
And then pick yourself up and get back out there. Don't let one rotten apple ruin it.
He does seem kind of normal.
Later, Anna at a dinner date with Pete.
You know, it was honestly the same for me. My business partner's wife sat over my shoulder and made me create my swipe profile one night while we were having drinks. She said I needed a girlfriend so we could go on double dates, so I caved.
I get it. She was probably sick of being the only girl.
Hey, I'm sick of being the third wheel.
Oh, yeah, I get that, too. It's the same with my sister and her boyfriend. They're a lot to swallow.
Well, maybe we can go on a double date with them sometime. If I don't scare you off tonight.
I'm not scared. Yet.
Pete sips wine and smiles.
What's life like as an architect?
She bites lip.
It's great now. My buddy Max and I used to work for this big firm that really exploited us, so we both quit and started our own company. It's actually exactly 1 year ago today that we went on our own. In fact, I canceled this dinner with the team tonight to hang out with you.
Really? You shouldn't have done that.
I wanted to.
Anna blinks. Pete gazes at her.
Glad I did.
Yeah. Me too.
Anna smiles and holds his gaze, then lowers her eyes.
So tell me more about those law school plans of yours.
Well, I'm going to UCLA in the fall for their accelerated law degree program. I want to be out in 2 years.
Wow, that seems fast.
Girl's gotta get a job.
I guess so.
Should be okay. Just gotta stay focused.
I don't doubt it. Parents must be very proud.
They sit in the booth.
Yeah. My dad passed away 5 years ago. But you're right. He would have been proud. And he was an attorney himself.
I'm sorry for your loss.
Anna fiddles with her fork.
How about some dessert? They have a killer creme brulee here.
Ooh, sounds good.
Later, they step into the street holding hands.
Yeah, my friend from work recommended it. Glad you liked it.
Man appears.
Anna, hey.
Nate, hi. What are you doing?
I worked late. I was grabbing some takeout.
Nate notices Pete glancing at them.
Hi.
Hey.
Oh, Pete, this is Nate. Nate, this is Pete.
The boys shake hands.
So, how's it going? Long time no see.
Yeah, really a long time. I'm good.
You still in school?
Mm-hmm.
How's Sasha?
Yeah, she's good. Happy. Is she dating Matt Crawley? I don't know if you remember.
Yeah, Matt is odd pairing.
I thought so, but you know what? It works.
And this is...
my friend.
Pete crosses arms.
I'm sorry. You look really great.
It's nice to see you.
Nice to meet you, man.
The boys exchange nods. Nate leaves and glances back.
Old flame, huh?
The old flame.
Thought I smelled smoke.
No.
Sasha plays cards.
Take one from me.
Okay, fine. Gee, hey.
Don't stop. Fucking touch that.
Don't.
Anna enters.
Okay. So, how was it? Do I hear wedding bells? Are you in love?
You calm down. It was our first date.
Matt sips beer.
But seriously, how was it?
It was really nice. He wants to go out again this weekend, but he's not telling me where.
Oh, a second secret swipe date with Pete.
Matt ponders.
See, swipe isn't so bad after all, is it?
Yeah. We ran into Nate tonight.
Sasha stares.
What? You ran into Nate on your date with Pete?
Yeah, and if I had just opened that stupid app, I would have seen how close my nearest crush was, and I can't believe I didn't. I don't know, I was just shocked.
Why do you care if we saw Nate or not? I mean, I thought you were into Pete.
Anna tightens brows.
I want to know if it's him. And come on, I haven't seen Nate in the longest time. It was so weird. If my app's off, he can't tell where I am, can he?
Mm. No. And I wouldn't worry about it. Who cares if it is Nate? It's time for you to start focusing on that sexy architect.
Anna smiles. Sasha gazes at Matt, who sobers up.
I forgot. I have to work early tomorrow. I gotta go.
Fine. Bye.
Bye. That's it.
Bye.
Bye, Anna.
Matt saunters off. Anna joins Sasha on the kitchen table.
So, did you kiss?
Anna grins and shakes head. The moon peeks through the clouds in the night sky. Anna sits on a chair facing her laptop. Phone lies on the bed beside her. She kneels on the bed and checks Pete's text. Had fun tonight. Look forward to the next one. She smiles and sits back in her chair. She checks the phone. You are 50 feet from a swipe crush. Anna tenses brows. You're crossing paths with a crush. Anna gets off the bed. She pads through her house barefoot. Anna's face looks out through the front door glass panes. Her eyes search the dark outside. She turns away and startles.
Sasha, don't sneak up on me like that.
Sorry. What are you doing?
Someone is out there.
Who?
When I was in my room, it said my crush was crossing paths with me.
Maybe it was a glitch. It can't always be accurate. It's just a stupid app. Think about how often maps take you to the wrong place. Maddy says these things are full of flaws.
Did it happen when you were using the app?
Sasha reflects.
No. But if you're so freaked, why don't you just block him?
Sasha eyes Anna, who lowers head and tightens brows.
What?
Well, What if it was Nate and he just wanted to talk about tonight? I don't want to block him out completely.
Come on. You need to get some sleep.
Sasha leaves. Anna lingers, then steps towards her room. In the morning, young people check their phones sitting on wooden table and benches. Anna, in a black top and blue jeans, passes them by. She heads to an empty spot by a railing and sits down. Anna sets her salad on the table. Todd sits at another table nearby. He notices Anna and gathers his stuff. Anna holds an open book in her left hand while eating. Todd appears.
Hey, neighbor.
Anna puckers brows.
Neighbor.
Well, criminal law class we are. I was thinking about you last night. Let's have lunch.
Todd opens bag.
I'm really busy, so I'm just studying and eating at the same time.
You can't avoid me forever, Anna. We matched on swipe. I owe you lunch. Plus, I made your favorite.
My favorite?
Lasagna.
A bottle of wine.
Todd, what are you doing? You know we're not allowed alcohol
Calm
on campus.
Down. It's okay. It's gonna be okay. I promise.
Todd sits close to Anna.
You know what? I'm feeling a little weird in the stomach. Maybe we can rain check. What are you doing?
Todd's hand grips the back of Anna's head.
What does it look like I'm doing?
Todd removes his hand.
I don't have those feelings for you. We should just be friends.
Anna looks away. Todd scoffs and droops.
If you didn't like me, then why did you swipe me? I mean, it's just a tease? Do you enjoy embarrassing me?
My sister swiped you, Todd. She was showing me how to use the app. I'm sorry. I gotta go.
Just a tease, Anna.
She leaves later in class.
Evidence shows that law-abiding citizens respond to incentives. So what about criminals?
Pete's text about lunch in school.
We know that criminals avoid knowingly committing crimes in front of the police, which explains why the police interrupt so few crimes in progress. So an admission could be deemed to be the act which breached duty of care.
Watching use text.
Evans states that the judge decides whether there is duty of care between the defendant and the victim. And it's a question of the threat of bad consequences, including retribution posed by the legal system, protect life and property against predation. And
text, we belong together.
Your thoughts on this is an assessment of deterrence.
Professor approaches.
I'm sorry, Professor. I didn't hear the first part of the question.
All right, let's continue this next time. Read chapter 9. You never know, there might be a quiz. See you then.
Text reads, forget everyone else, just me and you, Anna. Anna gathers her hair in her hands. Professor tightens jaw and approaches her.
Everything okay? Not really a fan of phones in classroom.
I know, I am so, so sorry, Professor. I wasn't really thinking. I had a rough night last night. No excuses, it won't happen again.
Anything you want to talk about?
No. No, it's fine. Thank you, though.
Professor smiles and watches Anna leave. His smile vanishes as he puts on glasses. He takes out the phone and taps into it. Later, Anna and Pete sit on a table under a tree.
Why didn't you just tell me you hated sushi? Could have gotten something else.
Well, I didn't want to stop you from having it.
No, I could have gotten anything else. I'm not picky.
Sorry. I'm new to this whole dating thing. It's been a while.
Since Nate?
Anna's smile falters.
Do you still have feelings for him?
Anna tenses up.
Sorry. Shouldn't ask that.
No, it's fine. The answer's no.
Pete turns away, then studies her.
We had a rough breakup. My dad had just died. I pushed him away. It was messy.
Life's messy. Don't beat yourself up too bad over it, okay?
Anna smiles at dark-haired Pete. They rise and share a kiss across the table.
Ah, damn.
Pete pulls out phone.
Work calls.
No worries. I've got to drop off some groceries to my mom anyway.
Okay.
And get something to eat.
The couple gathers their bags.
Where'd you park?
Right over there.
They stroll off. Later, a black Jeep SUV pulls up in front of Anna's house. She steps out of the car with shades on, grabs grocery tube bags from the backseat. She carries a bag in each hand. She passes a parked white car in the driveway, Anna heads inside the house. Anna's mom sits on the kitchen table. She watches Anna empty the bags in kitchen.
So have you seen that boy again? You know, the one you went out with last week?
Yeah. Oh, Jake? No. Mom, that was awful.
Has there been more than one?
Well, yeah, I'm dating a little. Oh. Saw this guy, Pete, who I actually kind of like. But I'm not rushing anything. We'll see what happens.
Anna scans her mom.
How about you? How are you doing?
Mom raises brows, then stirs.
Well, I made another quilt last week.
Yeah? You're getting good at that.
Anna stocks groceries. She hesitates.
Have you called Dr. Fink?
Honey, I told you I don't need to see Dr. Fink anymore.
He's an idiot. Mom, he's just trying to help you.
What he's trying to do is to get me to do things outside of my comfort zone, so no thank you.
Mom stares.
Okay. Mom, it'd be great if you came to our place. Sasha misses you.
Listen, if Sasha really missed me, she would make a trip over to see me.
What can I say? She's stubborn. I wonder where she gets that from.
Oh. Mom flips through her magazine. Later, Anna pours herself wine, Matt and Sasha on a couch.
I can't believe he called you a tease. What a little prick.
Yeah. Do you want me to key his car?
No. Please, I don't want anything to provoke him. If anything, I want to draw attention away from me. Hopefully by now he's swiping on somebody else. Yeah, Anna doesn't have time for revenge. She's too busy swiping Pete.
Matt grins.
Oh yeah, you saw him again?
Mm-hmm. You brought her sushi today.
Anna brightens.
But you hate sushi.
That's how much she likes this guy.
Oh, come on. I don't know how much I like him. But yeah, I do enjoy spending time with him. Don't jinx it.
Fine. But I think that this is a swipe made in heaven.
Matt ponders and sips beer.
We gotta meet this guy.
Not for a while. Scare him off.
Ooh. Maybe it's a sexy strip tease from Pete.
Who's dating this guy? You or her?
It's watching you again.
Sasha joins Anna.
Watching you?
Yeah, some freak Anna thinks maybe Nate. He sent her a cryptic message, and then the other night she imagined he was outside her door.
Wait, seriously?
The girls go wide-eyed. A video of a shadowy Anna peeping out from the front door.
Oh my God, he really was here.
Video shows Anna leave. She grabs phone.
I'm calling the cops.
Later, a woman and an officer face Anna and others.
Look, this kind of case is actually a lot more common than you think. There's a lot of trolls on swipe, but unless he made a direct threat or trespass on your property, there's not much we can do about it at this point.
But he did trespass into our yard.
That video looked like it was taped from in the street, Miss Taylor.
Swipe will tell you how close your nearest crush is. That night, it said he was 50 feet away, which means he probably was right outside my window.
50 feet could mean across the street.
Anna shakes head and ponders.
Look, there's not enough evidence to get a warrant to check Swipe's database. Do you have any idea who this might be?
Yeah, we thought it was my ex-boyfriend, Nate Copeland.
And this Nate Copeland would have a reason to harass you?
No. He's just not like that. I don't think it's him anymore.
Oh, look, we'll have a patrol car cruise in your neighborhood for the next few nights. But if anything else happens, you can call me any hour, all right? And I suggest you file a complaint with Swipe. Get this user banned.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, let's go.
Thank you.
Officer shakes Anna's hand. Matt rubs Sasha's back. Later, the detective and the officer stride in the dark from the house. A car pulls up in front. Pete in the driver's seat. The detective squints and peeks inside the car. Pete gazes back with brows raised. He turns off the engine and gathers his things. Later, Pete and Anna drink wine on the patio.
I'm sorry I wasn't in the mood to do anything fun today.
Oh, don't apologize. I'm just worried about you. You okay?
Pete offers a tight smile.
I'll be fine. Thanks.
Anna brings the glass to her lips.
I can stay for a while. I mean, on the couch. I know you can take care of yourself, but if it would help deter this creep, I'd be happy to.
I'm sure Matt will stick around, but if you wanted to sleep on the couch tonight, it'd make me feel better.
Pete casts a sideways glance at her.
Sure enough, trying to find a way to make out with me.
Smiles break out. Later, Anna sets up the couch. Sasha approaches her.
Anna, I can't believe you're letting him crash here.
What's the big deal? You let Matt stay over all the time.
Did you ever stop and think watching you could be anyone? What if it's your new crush, Pete?
No. No, you can only have one swipe profile per phone. But I'm already connected to Pete, so there's no way he can be the one doing this.
Sasha stares, then kneels and digs into Pete's bag.
Sasha? What are you doing?
Sasha digs in and holds up a phone.
Did you need something?
What's with the second phone, Pete? Is this where you've been hiding your six stalker secret swipe profile?
She for real with this?
Pete steps forward.
Well, it is kind of weird that you have a second phone in your bag.
The girls scan Pete.
Not when it's a company phone used strictly for business calls.
Oh, really?
Sasha stands up and extends phone.
Prove it.
Pete takes the phone. Pete taps and shows the screen to the girls.
It won't even let me download apps.
The girls shift. The front door opens. Pete exits the house with his stuff. Anna rushes after him.
Pete, wait! I am so sorry.
Pete turns and faces her.
Look, I get that you're going through a tough time right now, but I'm not the bad guy here.
I know, I'm sorry. It's just, well, we don't know each other that well, and this whole thing, it has me so messed up.
Pete ponders, then shoots a gaze at Anna.
If you don't feel comfortable trusting me, fine, but if that's the case, I'm also not sure we have anything to continue here.
Pete tightens forehead and ambles away. Anna droops and watches him leave. Later, Anna sits in her PJs in bed.
Yeah.
Matt enters. Matt closes the door behind him.
Sasha feels pretty bad.
He steps forward. Anna scoffs and shakes head.
You know what she has your best interest at heart.
I know. She can just be a little tactless sometimes.
Yeah, you're telling me. This morning I was putting on my shirt for work and she's like, can I see that? So I handed it to her and she just throws it right in the trash.
Matt sits on the bedpost.
Hey.
Anna gazes at Matt.
You'll be all right, though.
I feel really bad that we accused him. I should have known it wasn't him.
Yeah, I mean, I know you like this guy, but you don't really know him.
Matt drops chin and raises brows.
Yeah. Well, if it is him, he's done a great job of convincing me otherwise. I really want to believe he's a good guy.
Okay.
Matt nods and offers a small smile.
Well, do me a favor then and just be careful, all right?
I will. Thanks, Matt.
They exchange smiles. Matt stands.
Good night.
Good night.
Anna picks up phone. Message from watching you, can't believe you went to the cops. You shouldn't be afraid, Anna. I'd never hurt you. She puts the phone on the bedside table, then ponders with mouth open. She fiddles with her hair. Morning, the girls on their post-jog walk.
Mom really wants you to stop by, Sasha. Well, tell her if she starts letting Dr. Fink come back, I'll consider it. Kinda know how Mom feels.
Jake jogs up.
I didn't want to leave the house myself this morning.
Well, it isn't the Twisted Taylor sisters.
Oh, hey. I think I saw your roofie dealer over there.
That's not funny, Sasha.
Faces Anna.
Hey, I was hoping we could go out again sometime. Come on, you're my favorite swipe.
Anna, with hands on hips, Sasha suppresses a smile.
I'll think about it, Jake.
Okay, well, I'm gonna keep asking you till you say yes. Offer's still on the table.
Jake smiles and jogs off. The girls stare after him.
User. Is he for real?
Not this way.
The girls turn back. The Jeep drives under the sun. It turns into the driveway. Anna behind the wheel. The vehicle stops by the front door.
What if it's Jake? Who, your stalker?
Yeah.
I guess it could be. But I don't think Jake is smart enough to be cyberstalking.
I feel like I can't trust any of the guys in my life right now.
Besides Matt, of course.
Anna licks lips and lingers.
But how do we know for sure? I mean, he has a swipe account, right? That's how the two of you reconnected.
Sasha stares.
Okay, now you sound crazy. The only swipe Matt has on his phone is the one we used to find each other, and we're still connected. His photos are still there. It can't be Matt.
But he's a coder, right? I mean, he knows about all of this stuff. Does he have more than one phone?
Anna, Matt was with us when you got a message. And in case you forgot, he's in love with me, remember?
Matt appears by Sasha's window.
Hi.
Hi.
What? Is it my bedhead or something?
Smoothens his hair.
Hi.
Hi. You can go to school without me. I'll just have Matt take me.
Sasha exits car.
Hi,
baby.
Take me to school.
Anna swallows and tremors. She exits the vehicle. Later on campus, Anna types mid-walk, can we meet? I'd like to talk, sorry for what happened.
Hey, Anna.
Go away, Todd. I wouldn't want you to think I was teasing you.
I know. I'm sorry about all that. I think my pride just kind of crushed us all right? It's not every day that a girl who looks like you swipes a guy like me. Not ever, actually.
Yeah, I flipped out too. Sorry. My life has been so weird lately.
What are you doing tonight?
Todd, I'm not interested in a date.
No, not a date, I swear. Just a screening of my film.
You made a film?
Me and two other guys from my environmental studies class, we did a film on green building designs in emerging economies, and it would be awesome if you came. And I swear, not as a date. You can come by yourself, leave that way too.
Yeah, I kind of just made plans for 8:30.
Well, it's perfect because it starts at 6, so you got plenty of time.
It does sound kind of interesting.
Great. I'll see you at 6?
Fine. I'll come watch
it. All right. See you there.
Todd skips away. Anna shakes head. A time lapse of sun dipping behind the horizon against orange skies. Anna and Todd pass a doorway.
Okay. So just tell me. What'd you think? And you can be totally honest.
It was good.
Really?
Yeah. I'm impressed.
You're impressed?
Mm-hmm.
Todd beams.
She is impressed. Can I walk you to your car?
Anna faces Todd.
You know what? I'm fine.
You sure?
Yeah. Yeah, there's Professor Murphy. I need to talk to him anyway.
Okay. All right. I'll see you in class.
Great.
All right.
Bye. Professor, do you mind walking me to my car?
I'd be happy to, Anna.
Thank you.
They stroll off on campus in the dark.
The whole thing has got me freaked out, to be honest.
Well, I could certainly understand why. You might want to tell him your professor knows some of the best criminal prosecutors in LA County.
Maybe I should.
No, I mean that. I'm always here for you, whatever you need.
His hand on her shoulder freezes her.
Thanks, Professor.
Professor smiles.
Well, my car is just there, so I'll be fine from here.
You sure?
Yeah, thank you, though.
Professor nods.
Okay. See you in class tomorrow, then.
Good night.
Professor's smile fades. He leaves. Later, Anna with phone to her ear in the dark parking lot.
Pete! Hey, where are you?
Hey, sorry. I'm still at this client dinner. Should be done in an hour. We can meet for a glass of wine then.
Cool.
Anna by her car. She tenses up.
Are you okay?
She kneels.
Yeah, of course. Just give me a call when you're done.
Sure thing. And, hey, Anna.
Yeah?
Front tire slashed.
I'm sorry about the other night. I think
I'm the one that overreacted. I know your sister's looking out for you.
Anna shifts.
Yeah, no, it's fine. I shouldn't have jumped to conclusions.
No worries. Look forward to seeing you later. I'll call you in a bit.
Bye.
Bye.
Anna grows restless. She glances around and taps phone.
Sasha. Hi, are you home? Can you come and get me? Someone to slash my tire. I don't know. Yeah, in the Lower East parking lot. Just hurry, okay?
A car parked behind Anna. The headlights turn on. Anna turns and notices the headlights. Her mouth hangs open. She edges along her car, keeping an eye on the headlights ahead. The car sits in the dark with headlights on. Anna reaches the back of her car. She opens the hatchback trunk. She reaches for a tire iron resting on the spare tire. Car reverses and retreats. Anna trembles in her shoes. She sinks to the back of the car. Later, she sits behind the wheel, gripping the tire iron. Light floods her face. She turns to see a white car arrive. Sasha behind the wheel. Anna relaxes. She exits her car.
Hey, Sasha. Whoa, what the hell are you doing with that?
There was a creepy car.
A creepy car? Did you get the license plate?
No. No, I was scared.
Okay, well, the important thing is that you're okay, all right? Let's just go home. We can deal with the tire thing tomorrow. Come on.
They get in Sasha's car. The car pulls away. Later, in the dark under a street lamp, he approaches a parked sedan. He unlocks it with a remote key and gets behind the wheel. Types text, "Pick you up at your place in 10. Hands from the backseat draw at him. He grips Garrot and struggles. Pete's face grows ashen. His head goes limp. Pete hunches forward over the steering wheel. His phone flashes Anna's text with a smile emoji. "Sounds good. Can't wait to see you." Anna sits on her laptop in her room. She picks up phone, puts it to her ear.
"Hi, it's Pete. I can't get to my phone right now, but leave a message and I will call you back as soon as I can."
"Hey, Pete, it's Anna. Just wondering where you are. Getting a little worried. Call me when you get this."
Anna taps a pen on her leg. Sasha peeks in the door.
"Hey,
hey, have you heard from him yet?"
"No, he's not answering his phone."
Sasha lingers, then shrugs.
"He probably just got caught up with some work stuff. I'm sure he'll call, all right?"
Anna nods with lips taut.
"Holler if you need anything, okay? Thanks."
Anna glances at her phone, then faces laptop. She stares into space and shakes head. In the morning, the brunette detective exits Anna's place. Matt and Sasha with Anna inside.
"I can't believe the cops are actually questioning whether this death is connected to your creepy swipe stalker. It has to be."
"They're not saying it wasn't, just that it's speculation."
"And I speculate they're stupid. It's obvious."
Anna sits on the couch, her fingertips fidget.
"It's Nate."
"Don't answer it. Let him leave a message."
Matt extends phone. Anna waves it away. Sasha rubs Anna's back as the tears emerge. Sasha steps out from the house with a phone to her ear.
"Mom? Hey, it's Sasha."
"Sasha, honey. Oh, what a surprise to hear from you. How are you?"
"Not good."
Sasha licks lips.
"The guy Anna was seeing was killed last night."
"Killed? How?
A robbery or something. The cops aren't totally sure."
"Oh my God, this is awful. Is Anna okay?"
"Not really, Mom. Things are pretty messed up around here right now, and I can't really do this alone."
Sasha shifts.
"Can you come?"
I don't think I can make it, honey. Can you please just bring her here?"
"I'll try. Thanks, Mom."
Sasha tightens jaw. Her gaze turns sharp. Later, the girl's at Mom's doorstep. Mom pulls Anna into a hug.
"Oh, sweetie, come on. Come on, try."
Sasha follows them in. She closes the door. An olive-green kettle on the stove. Mom pours tea as Sasha leans over the kitchen island. Mom smiles and hands a mug to Sasha.
"It's really good to see you, sweetie."
"Thanks."
Mom leans against kitchen counter. She juts head at Sasha.
"Are you still mad at me?"
Sasha with half an eye roll.
"I'm not mad at you, Mom. I'm just...
I'm just tired of you using your fears as an excuse not to live your life. You know, it hasn't been easy for me or Anna either. It feels like we lost both of our parents that night. I don't know, it just kind of sucks.
Sasha sips tea. Mom lowers gaze.
Honey, I'm trying.
Trying?
Sasha juts shoulder out.
You tell Dr. Fink to stop coming, and you can't even leave the house when Anna needs you.
Mom averts Sasha's gaze.
Try harder.
Sasha stares, then blinks and relaxes. Mom stares into her tea mug with a faraway expression. Anna enters a walk-in closet and faces jackets on hangers. She digs around the closet shelves. She spots a cardboard box on the shelf above. She pulls it down and explores its contents. She closes the box, then pulls down another box labeled, Dad's Stuff. Inside, a trophy with some clothes. Anna opens a hard case. She reaches inside and pulls a silver pistol resting on the foam interior. She examines the gun. Meanwhile, in the kitchen.
I'm really worried about your sister. She just doesn't look good.
Yeah, well, she hasn't been getting a lot of sleep lately. There's been some weird things going on with a guy she met online.
What guy?
That's the problem. We don't know.
Sasha and Mom exchange a somber glance. Anna stows the gun into her handbag, then closes the box and exits the closet. Sasha sits on the kitchen counter with legs dangling. Matt serves pasta from a pot into a bowl.
Yum. Mm.
Yum. Thanks, babe.
Mm-hmm.
He brings the bowl to Sasha.
So, how'd it go with your mom?
She apologized a bunch, but I doubt anything's gonna change. She's still a mess.
Sasha eats as Matt pecks at her. Elsewhere, Anna sits on the bed. She ponders over the gun and sets it on the bed.
Did your sister hear from Nate again?
No.
What about watching you?
I don't think so. She actually deleted swipe from her phone.
It's about time.
Anna puts the gun in an open drawer. Sasha enters.
Hey, Matt thought you
made... Sasha stiffens.
What are you doing with it?
Anna closes the drawer.
It's Dad's.
Yeah, I know it's Dad's, but what are you doing with it?
It's for protection. For me? For us? I don't feel safe.
Sasha offers a slight nod, approaches Anna with bowl in hand.
I know. I get it.
She sits on bed facing Anna.
Do you remember how to shoot it?
You know, the last time I went to a range was with Dad 5 years ago.
The sisters smile.
Hopefully I won't have to. It's just for peace of mind.
Sasha reads Anna's face and nods. Next day in class.
It's the notion of mens rea.
Anna takes notes.
That renders the accused guilty or not guilty. There can be an act of violence, but without a guilty mind, you do not have a guilty suspect. In other words, did Mathers intend to arouse fear or apprehension of the victim's safety?
She scans Todd.
Same applies to abduction, homicide.
Todd waves.
You can establish a lot about a criminal if you trace factors in their thought patterns and behavioral processes.
Google search on a screen, words typed read, The Psychology of Stalkers. A view of Anna sitting in the library on her laptop. Other students focus on their books. Anna shakes head at the screen. She checks phone, email from watching you, a photo of limp Pete in the car. Anna's jaw drops, later with the detective in the kitchen.
I didn't get a chance to see who the email was from. I just saw the name watching you, and there was a photo of Pete hunched over the steering wheel.
Detective scribbles.
Well, whoever this guy is, he's good. He must have hacked into your email account while you were on your way home and deleted all traces of his messages to you. At least we know now that Pete wasn't just attacked in some random robbery. This is connected to your stalker.
I can't believe this is happening.
I'm gonna get to work on a warrant for Swipe to cough up that user information. Did you ever file a formal complaint with them?
No, I just deleted the app entirely from my phone.
All right, I'm also gonna need a list of any men in your life that you may suspect, in addition to that ex you mentioned.
Are you gonna question them all?
Yes. But
Anyone that's innocent will understand this is procedure.
She studies Anna.
Look, it's very important that you tell me anyone that could be a suspect, even if it's gonna upset them.
Sasha tightens mouth.
Okay, well, there's this guy, Jake Hart. He went to school with us. We reconnected on Swipe. I had a drink with him in a bar the other night.
And we think he roofied her.
Roofied?
We don't know that, Sasha.
I didn't finish my drink, but something hit me hard when I came home.
Detective jots down in her pad.
And then there's that geek, Todd.
Yeah, Todd's in class with me. I don't know his last name, though, so I'd have to ask Professor Murphy.
And didn't you say you thought that Professor had a thing for you, too?
I don't know. Well, I guess. Oh God, this is all so crazy.
Is there anyone else?
Anna glances at Sasha, who lowers gaze tight-lipped.
No. That's it, Detective.
Well, this is a good start. But if anything else comes up, give me a call, okay?
Yeah.
Sasha, with a faltering smile, now in class.
Three Strikes was designed to put habitual criminals away as quickly as possible, protect the public.
Anna takes notes.
Any felony is its trigger mechanism for 25 years to life. It is the last straw. So.
Nate's text cops called, "Are you okay, Puffy?"
Why wait for the big crime that's almost certain to happen? Only a small percentage of offenders convicted under Three Strikes law are serving on a third strike. Most are serving time on a second conviction, which doubles the sentence, mandates consecutive sentences on separate counts, and requires offenders to serve 80% of the time rather than 50%. So in short, second strikers are serving a lot of time. This is very likely the reason why counties that wink...
Anna texts, "Not a good idea." Later, Sasha approaches Anna in the parking lot.
You okay?
Not really. Hey, Nate texted earlier. He wanted to meet for coffee.
I hope you told him no.
Yeah, I told him I didn't think it was a good idea.
Hey, don't you have an 8 o'clock class?
Yeah. Honestly, I just want to get the hell out of here. Is that okay?
Yeah, sure. Hey, listen, why don't you just take my car? Matt's coming by to drop off my portfolio, and I'll just have him come by and get me after class.
Hey, Anna!
Todd strides toward the girls by the white car, a satchel on his hip.
What the hell is going on?
Anna puckers brows.
What's with the cops showing up at my apartment this morning? I mean, I'm not stalking you, you know what I mean? Like, did you tell them I was harassing you
they
or something?
They asked for a list of guys that I've been seeing lately. I told them that we met recently on Swipe. Please, don't take it personally.
How can I not? They showed up at my door. They knocked on my door. It was actually really humiliating.
I don't want to do this right now. Can we please? I'm not in the mood.
But you think that I'm in the mood to deal with the cops at 7 a.m.?
Look, you're not making a real good case for yourself right now, Todd.
I'm not
so unless
to.
You
I don't
wanna...
think these ladies really appreciate this.
If you don't get off me, I'm gonna tell the cops that you guys are all harassing me.
Dude, get lost.
Matt pulls Todd aside, who lingers, then leaves.
As long as you understand.
Matt, with a portfolio bag in hand, he watches Todd leave, then approaches girls.
You okay?
Sasha curls into Matt.
You okay, Anna?
Yeah. Yeah, thanks, Matt.
Yeah.
Hey, Matt, do you mind bringing Anna home?
Sure. I gotta stop by the office and pick up a hard drive. Is that cool?
Yeah.
Okay.
Great. Cool. Well, I gotta run. I'm gonna be late for class.
Okay.
Take care of my sis. And please, make sure all the windows and doors are locked at the house, okay?
Yeah.
Sasha leaves with a bag. Matt smiles at Anna.
Who's taking care of him now, huh? All right, you got everything?
Everything.
It's parked up here.
Cool.
They stroll. Matt extends a wrapped strip.
Gum?
Thanks.
Anna puts the gum in her mouth.
I heard you deleted Swipe.
Anna watches Matt, then nods.
Probably for the best, though.
Matt walks half a step ahead of Anna. They reach a parked black sedan. Matt gets behind the wheel. Headlights turn on as car reverses from the parking spot. Later in the car, Matt shifts.
So did you hear anything more from the police about Pete?
No.
Anna shakes head. Her fingers fidget. Matt faces the road ahead.
You must have really liked them, huh?
Yeah, I did. I mean, it's just so weird. I was just with him. It's unbelievable. He was a good guy.
Anna checks a text from Sasha. I'm serious. Be sure doors are locked. I'll be home soon. Anna texts, thanks sis. A woman with long dark hair saunters around Sasha, who sits on a large white sheet delivering brushstrokes. Her phone lies nearby.
Gotta keep those off in class, Sasha.
Sorry.
Sasha sets down the brush, then checks the phone and puts it face down. The black sedan stops. Matt puts the car in park and turns to Anna.
Okay, I'll be back in a minute.
Yeah. Take your time.
Matt jogs off. Anna sits in the car. She chews gum, blows a bubble. She pulls gum out of her mouth. With gum on her fingers, Anna's eyes search the car. She pulls some papers out of a glove box. She flinches a grin and tears a piece off. She glances around, allows herself a smile. Anna wraps gum in the paper, drops it at her feet. Her eyes catch something. She reaches down and picks something up. A smartphone. Anna turns it on. A swipe profile under the username, watching you. Anna freezes. Phone falls out of her hands. Anna digs her fingers into the back of her head, then pulls out her phone. She takes a photo of the swipe profile on the other smartphone screen. Anna stows phone into the glove box. A cable sticks out as it slams shut. She sends photo to Sasha with text, found this on Matt's phone. Matt appears by the driver window.
Can you lock the door? Anna? Can you lock the door, please?
Anna tremors with mouth open.
Anna? Anna?
She smiles and reaches for his door.
Sorry.
Matt gets in.
You okay?
Yeah, it's dark out. I'm scared.
I'm sorry. I should have been more sensitive, just because everything that's been going on.
Shoulder tap.
Whoa.
Anna recoils.
Whoa. Really did scare you.
It's fine. I'm fine now.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Okay, let's get you home.
Yeah.
Matt glances at a frozen Anna, then faces the road. Sasha talks to the brunette. Her phone lies face down.
Okay.
Matt's car pulls into the driveway of Anna's house under the cover of darkness.
Thanks for the ride.
Sure.
Anna removes seatbelt.
Hey, Anna.
Anna swallows.
Do you mind if I,
Matt locks onto Anna's eyes.
Come inside and wait for your sister.
Anna gawks, her chest begins to tremble.
You know, I just need a moment alone. I haven't really had any time alone since all this started, you know?
Yeah.
Matt drops gaze.
Sure. No, I get it.
Bye.
Anna flashes a weak smile. She exits the car. Matt rubs his mouth and faces ahead. Headlights show Anna head toward the front door. Matt notices a piece of white cable sticking out the closed glove box. He checks phone and chucks it back inside. Elsewhere in a dark parking lot, Sasha approaches her car. She puts her stuff on the backseat, then gets behind the wheel. She sits with her bag in lap, digs inside her large handbag. She exits the vehicle and strides away. Meanwhile, Anna unlocks the front door.
Anna?
Anna turns around to see Matt.
Can I talk to you for a sec?
Matt stands a few paces away, his gaze steady. Elsewhere, Sasha jogs over to the brunette, locking up a door.
Thank you.
Yeah. Sasha runs past the brunette. A hand picks Sasha's phone. Sasha reaches the door.
Hey, Sasha, you got a minute?
Sure.
They face each other.
So, if you want to be a part of the exhibit, we would love to include you.
Wow. Thank you. I've never really been invited to be part of something like that before.
You earned it. See you Tuesday.
Yeah, I'll see you then.
Sasha checks phone and halts. She runs across parking lot with her phone to her ear.
Hi, Anna.
Where are you? Call me.
She jumps into the car. Sasha types text, call me ASAP, I'm on my way home. She chucks the phone onto her bag, watching Yu's profile on the phone screen. The car pulls out of the parking spot and drives down the incline of the parking lot rooftop. Tall skyscrapers stand beyond the lot. Anna lies eyes closed in the dark, her hands tied with a blue and white rope. A phone lights up near her wrists. The black sedan pulls into a parking spot. Matt climbs out of the car and looks around. He heads to the trunk and opens it. A view through the ajar front door. Sasha's car pulls up outside. She climbs out and runs up to the door, then halts and notices the keys in the lock. She edges inside the house. She scurries and explores the house.
Anna!
She runs into Anna's bedroom. Her chest heaves. Sasha puts her phone to the ear, shifts weight on her feet.
Hello?
Detective Thompson. Hey, Sasha Taylor, Anna's sister.
Everything okay?
Anna's missing.
Wait, what do you mean missing?
It's Matt. Matt took her.
Wait, slow down. Matt?
Yes, my boyfriend. He's the one that's been stalking her. He's the guy.
What?
I know it doesn't make any sense, but Anna sent me a screenshot of a phone that she found in his car, and it has the swipe profile on it. The one for watching you.
Anna comes to herself, sitting tied to a chair by a wooden pillar. Matt paces around nearby.
Oh, shit.
Matt mumbles to himself. Shadows drape the surroundings.
Matt? Where am I?
I'm supposed to be.
What are you doing?
I supposed to be. Just really. No, this is so messed up.
Matt paces with a hand on mouth, other hand in pocket. Anna takes it in.
Whatever you're doing,
Matt approaches in the shadows.
I don't think so, Anna.
Matt, whatever.
Shut up! I need to think right now.
Anna sits still.
You have to get that stupid app! That damn app of stupid guys!
Matt bangs his head into a wooden pillar a few paces away. Anna puts her face in her hands and breaks down. Matt sinks to the ground.
All right, I'm sending officers over to Matt's apartment right now. You just sit tight. Don't go anywhere and let me know if you hear anything.
I will.
All right, I'll call you later.
Sasha taps into phone and puts it to her ear.
Hello, honey. Is everything okay?
No, Mom. Anna's missing and it looks like Matt has something to do with it. Yeah, I just called the police.
Oh my God, honey, this is terrible.
I know. Mom, I'm so scared.
Why would Matt want to do anything with your sister?
I don't know, but he's the stalker, Mom. He's the one who probably killed Pete.
Honey, are you home right now?
Yeah.
I'm gonna be right over, okay?
Sasha shakes.
Thank you. I think that would be good.
Mom nods.
I love you, Mom.
I love you too, sweetheart.
Sasha hangs up and ponders. A resolute expression takes over her face. She climbs the bed and grabs the laptop off the bedside table. She kneels on the bed and types in Google, "Find my phone." She clicks the first link. She types the phone number, then password in the website form. A map shows Anna's phone location. Sasha grabs a pen and sticky notepad. She scribbles the address on it. She scoots over by the drawer, opens it, and pulls out the gun. She inspects the gun in her hand. and grabs the address and rushes off. Sasha runs to her car sitting in the driveway with headlamps on. She climbs in behind the wheel. The car pulls from the driveway. In the car, Sasha pulls out phone.
Pick up, damn it.
You reached Detective Thompson. Please leave a message.
This is Sasha again. I know where they are. I used an app to locate their phone, and it says the phone is located at 2136 7th Ave downtown. I'm on my way there.
Matt sits hugging his knees on the ground.
I didn't mean to hurt anyone, Anna. I want to hurt you, Anna.
Matt's eyes shine in the shadows. He swallows.
You're such a good person.
Anna tremors.
So are you, Matt?
No. No, not.
I mean, I've done so many bad things. So many bad things.
But I know your heart, Matt. Come on, this isn't you.
It's because I love you.
Matt stares from the shadows. Sasha's car comes to a stop beside the black sedan.
Detective?
Wherever you are, I want you to pull over right now. You hear me? Stop. Do not go to that location. I have police on the way.
I'm already here.
Miss Taylor, do not get out of your car. This is very dangerous, okay? I am sending officers there right now.
Okay, but please hurry.
Sasha clenches her eyes shut, then hangs up. She stares ahead. Sasha shifts and climbs out of the vehicle. Sasha glances around the dimlit parking lot. She edges forward. She faces a brick wall painted white. Sasha edges forward and uses her hands. She scans the windows on the wall, then rushes up metal stairs. Sasha peeks through a door with a horizontal exit handle. Her hand grips the butt of the gun, peeking out a paper bag clutched to her belly. She lingers, then steps forward. Sasha pads down a set of carpeted stairs. Sasha turns a corner at the bottom of the stairs. She moves through the dark indoors. Sasha moves along a round patch ground lit by the bulb overhead. She pulls the gun out in her right hand and ditches the bag. She sneaks forward with her eyes peeled. She checks over her shoulder. Sasha trembles, her lips quiver as she keeps going. Her ears perk up.
I do, Sasha. Why couldn't you see that? This isn't my fault. If you had just waited in the car and waited for me, then we wouldn't even be here.
She fell for me. Why couldn't you see me that way?
Matt faces Anna.
She's my sister. I can't feel for you like that.
Matt glares.
Why did you have to go snooping through my car? I mean, you brought this upon yourself. You did. You. I don't want to do any of this to you.
Anna gawks under Matt's steady stare.
Please don't hurt me, Matt. Please.
Anna's face contorts.
I'm begging you. I never did anything to you.
Matt regards her with his head tilted to the side.
That's the problem, Anna. You never did anything to me.
Anna holds Matt's stare. She watches him march off.
No. No, Matt.
Matt grabs twine.
Matt! Help! Help me! Somebody else! Help me! No, Matt!
He slaps her.
It's not my fault. I want to...
That's all you had to do.
No!
Sasha points gun.
Get away from my sister, you psycho!
Matt jumps and freezes.
Now!
Three cruisers arrive.
No, this wasn't... It's not... I'm not...
Matt backs away.
Tell her!
Back away from her, man! I'm serious! The police are on their way!
Matt takes a knee, he covers his mouth and cries.
It's okay.
Police cruisers pass by the window with metal bars. Sasha kneels by Anna and puts gun in her tied hands.
It's okay. It's okay. Here.
Sasha begins to untie Anna. Anna trembles as she points gun at Matt. Matt's eyes shift from Anna to the gun. He charges. He tackles Anna. The gun slips away. Sasha clobbers Matt with a piece of wood. The cops sneak inside the building, guns drawn. The girls rush. Matt grabs the gun and chases them. Detective spots Matt and points gun. Matt's chest shows two red spots. He collapses. Detective checks on the sisters huddled to the side. An officer kneels by Matt's body next to a river of blood. Two fingers press against Matt's throat. The girls shiver sitting in the dark, fade to black. Text on screen, 3 months later. Girls sit on table by the pool. Mom brings cake with lit candles.
Okay, girls. All right, we've lost one or two, so let me do it again. For my girls, happy birthday, my Anna.
Happy birthday.
Hold on, baby, here we go. Okay, now it's official. Make a wish.
Anna blows out candles. Sasha grins with wine glass in hand.
Mom, what did Dad like more? Your vanilla cake or your lasagna? I can't remember.
You know, I actually asked him that once, and you know what he said? He said, honey, that's like asking me which one of my girls I love the most. You cannot compare vanilla cake and lasagna. It's the best of both worlds.
Anna smiles wide.
Dad.
Sasha grins at Anna.
So what did you wish for? No, wait, let me guess. You wished that Mom would join us next time we are daring enough to try speed dating.
Mom shifts in her chair.
I plead the fifth.
He's such a lawyer already. Sasha.
Sasha raises her glass.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Oh. Wine glasses clink, fade to black. Credits roll. Directed by Matthew Lutwiler, written by Sophie Tilson and Shannara Wakefield, a Cartel Pictures production. Produced by Stan Spry and Eric Woods, executive producers Carla Woods, Naz Tlyachev, Fernando Su, Stephanie Slack. Associate producer Blaine Chiappetta, creative consultant Jake Helgren. Starring Anna Hutchison as Anna, Carissa Staples as Sasha, Reese Ward as Matt, Philip Carner as Pete, Jill Whelan as Jill, Stacey Mosley as Detective Thompson, Ted King as Professor Murphy, Blake Berries as Todd, Artnay Pontek as Jake, Kevin Joy as Nate. Cinematography by Ben Demery, film editing by Raquel Borden, casting by Paul Ruddy, visual effects by Scott Wheeler, sound department Christopher W. Heck, Pete Poulin, and Keith Wagoner. Additional credits roll. This piece is a work of fiction. The characters and events portrayed in this motion picture are entirely fictional. Any resemblance to any persons, whether living or dead, is entirely coincidental. Country of first publication, USA. Cartel Pictures LLC is the author of this motion picture for the purposes of the Berne Convention and all national laws giving effect hereto. This motion pictures are protected by the copyright laws of Canada, the USA, and other countries. Any unauthorized duplication, copying, or use of all or part of this motion picture may result in civil liabilities and or criminal prosecution in accordance with the applicable laws. Copyrighted 2015 Cartel Pictures, LLC. All rights reserved. A white rhombus folds into an origami plane. It flies and rests next to a white word in capitals, Cartel. A view of calm sea surface leads to cloudy horizon with sun behind a small rock island. It turns into a painting against a black background with words underneath, Marvista Entertainment.